send you where the winds blow. Look in his eye and your mind goes into limbo. They say he's mad as a hatter, he's no medicine man. Let yourself go, let yourself go, let yourself go. Let yourself go, let yourself go, let yourself go.
We present Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband, a new series based on the delightful stories of Isabel Scott Rorick's gay, sophisticated Mr. and Mrs. Cogut, two people who live together and like it. Starring Miss Ball with Richard Denning. Look in on the Cougats this morning, something new has been added. There's a moving van in front of the house next door. But, of course, the new neighbors don't interest Liz Cougat in the least.
Liz?
Yes, George?
You've been standing at that window for an hour.
Oh, I have not.
Yes, you have. You ought to be ashamed. Now, come away from there. They might see you.
No, they won't, George. They're too far away.
Well, then how can you see anything?
I'm using your binoculars.
Oh, Liz. Put those things down.
But I can see so much with them. Oh, my goodness. That must be the lady who's going to live next door. Oh, what a spook. She's got big eyes on the side of her head and six legs.
What?
Oh, my mistake. I was looking at a fly on the windowsill. They're taking in a barrel now, and it's full of their very best china.
Now, how can you tell that?
Because the moving men dropped it off the truck and bounced it along the sidewalk.
I guess you're right.
Oh, there's the lady who's moving in. She's standing by the curb with one foot on her chest.
I beg your pardon?
She has one foot on her chest. It's a Chinese chest.
What nationality is the rest of her?
Oh, don't be silly. Now, leave me alone.
Oh, Liz, please, don't be so nosy.
There goes their living room couch. It's not so hot.
It's just plain spying. You don't catch me doing anything like that.
Oh, there goes a lot of fishing equipment.
Hand me those glasses.
I knew that would get you. Here.
Yeah, there goes a shotgun. And a big leather chair, probably for the den.
You know, George, now that I see you doing it, it does look awful. I'm not going to spy on them anymore.
Must have money, too. There goes a beautiful mink coat.
Hand me those glasses. That's the kind of mink that lays eggs at Easter.
Now, Liz, we've got to stop peeking at them from behind curtains.
You're right, George. I'll go over and peek at them in person.
No! Oh, honey, I know you like to be neighborly, but sometimes you carry it too far.
I do not. When the Crawfords lived there, they didn't complain that I was running over all the time, did they?
No, they took the easy way out. They moved.
Oh, George. Oh, look, there's Corey.
I wonder what he's doing here so early.
Maybe he's just getting home. He's probably been up all night dancing as usual.
Oh, hello, Corey.
Hi, George.
Oh, Corey, what are you doing up so early?
I came over to talk to George. What time is it?
8 o'clock.
No.
Yes, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, is there an 8 o'clock in the morning, too?
He's in much worse shape than I thought.
What's in your mind, Corey?
Well, I came over to congratulate you, George. You're about to become a mother.
A mother?
What am I going to do, become a father?
This is a great break for you, George. Starting tomorrow, you're going to be responsible for 130 children.
Over my dead body.
Well, this way, Liz. My mother's club is setting up a trust fund for an orphan's home they run. And I've suggested George for the trustee. Means a big account for your bank, George.
Oh, that's swell of you, Corey.
You just have to be passed on by Mr. Brennan, the